Shabbat Shalom. You have a beautiful smile. I mean, I believe. Blessed are those who believe and don't see. So I believe. So let's practice again with our Rosh Hashanah greetings. Shana Tova Umetuka. Let's say together. Shana Tova Umetuka. A good and sweet year. And don't forget, take a little bit honey, take apple. You can say Shana Tova Umetuka to yourself, to your friend, and do it. And Leshana Tova Tikatevu. Leshana Tova Tikatevu. May you be inscribed for a good year in the Book of Life. So I want to share a few ideas about Rosh Hashanah, but before that, I really want to take a minute to recognize and thank everyone, both those behind the scenes who you do not see and those who you do see, who have worked so hard to make our synagogue services and live stream possible. Much work and many hours have been given so that our mishpacha and new friends from around the world can gather together to worship the Lord. So when you have opportunity, please say thanks to someone who is given out of themselves so you can be here today, either in person or virtually. So, for example, please thank those who serve you, who greet you at the door and help you to come here and to sit in your place. Just say thank to them. Please, thank you so much. And remember, we are in the season of repentance. Remember, 10 days of repentance. So for those who harbor protocol, there will be a special prayer on Yom Kippur to plead forgiveness about it, if you don't obey. So please say thanks to them. They are very, very good people. So let's turn our attention to Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is a two-day celebration which begins on the first day of the month of Tishrei, so today. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur delineate a 10-day period of self-examination and repentance, which we call Yamim Noraim, or Days of Awe. So 10-day period from today until Yom Kippur. It is a Jewish custom on Rosh Hashanah to read the story of Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. So if you never did it before, please do that. So the main idea of these days is teshuvah. Let's say together teshuvah. In English, repentance. The main idea of these 10 days is teshuvah. And one of the best descriptions of teshuvah we can find in the book of Ezekiel. And let's open together book of Ezekiel chapter 18. If you have your Bible with you, please join me. If not, please join me too. So Ezekiel 18, verse 30. Therefore, I love this word, therefore, so be careful, because of it, therefore, house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways, says Adonai Elohim. Repent and turn yourselves away from all your transgressions. Verse 32, I take no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, says Adonai Elohim. So turn yourselves around and live. Such a powerful and beautiful words here. Turn yourselves around and live. The main meaning of teshuvah, repentance from Hebrew, is turn yourself around to life. From death to life. For example, I spent many years of my life going in one direction, against the Lord and His will, and now I'm turning, I'm making teshuvah to the Lord, to the life, into His direction. This is the main meaning of teshuvah, because we used to this word repent, you know, and we think that it's very common, very simple, but actually it means turn to the Lord. Sometimes we can speak to someone and say, you need to repent, which means you need to be good, and after that you can come to the Lord. Wrong. Repent means turn right now. Wherever you are, I don't know where you are now in your life. I know it's always the place where you can turn to the Lord and submit yourself to the Lord in this area of your life. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. It was the Yeshua teaching of Yeshua because he taught the same. Matthew 4, 17. It's the beginning of his ministry. Matthew 4, 17. From that time on, all these years of his ministry on this earth, Yeshua began proclaiming, turn from your sins to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. It's the main message from Yeshua to us. Yeshua said this at the very beginning of his ministry, and he emphasized it throughout the rest of his time on the earth. Turn to God. Let's say together, turn. Sometimes people think turn, it means spin around. Now stop on 180 degrees and go towards the Lord. Go to the Lord. During 10 days of repentance or days of awe, we focus on our need to be changed in our inner being, in our hearts. And I know, it is truth of the scriptures. This becomes possible only because of our close relationships with the Lord through the Messiah of the New Covenant, Messiah of the Brit HaDashah, Yeshua the Messiah. Because we can't change ourselves, only He can help us to do that. Amen? Amen? I mean, I think it's quiet, because of masks, yeah, I know. How many times we try to change ourselves from next Monday? Next Monday will be a different person. You can tell it to your wife. But we can do that in the Messiah Yeshua because He gave us the ability to turn to the Lord. Yes, please don't remind each other. So it's Rosh Hashanah. Forgive each other, yeah. Teshuva does not mean be good and then come to the Lord. It means turn right now. Whatever you are, turn right now. The promised Messiah is the only hope for Israel. The Mashiach, the Messiah, the Anointed One. He's the only hope. He's the only way. I would like to read from Isaiah chapter 61. Actually, I would like to read from Luke chapter 4, the words of Isaiah. It is a prophecy, messianic prophecy about coming of the Messiah. So Yeshua, in his first message in the synagogue, after he came back from the wilderness, in the power of the Holy Spirit, referred to this prophecy from Isaiah chapter 61. It is in Luke chapter 4, Luke 4, verse 16. So here's Yeshua. He came from the wilderness. He is anointed one. He filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. So he came to the synagogue in his own town. Verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been raised, as it was his custom. For so many people, it is revelation. Yeshua was in the synagogue, yes. Why? Because he is a Jew. Very simple. And a great revelation for many people around the world. And if somebody does like Jews, I'm so sorry, but it's true. He is a Jew. As was his custom, he went into the synagogue on Shabbat and he got up to read. It was his custom from his childhood, from his bar mitzvah towards that moment and on. Verse 17, when the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, messianic place, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 18. The Ruach Adonai is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed. Please read these places for yourself. It is for you, it's for me, it's for us together. And Rosh Hashanah is the best time to apply it today for us. It is a power in Yeshua, His anointed one, to set us free, to give us His freedom. Verse 19, and to proclaim the year of Adonai's favor. Verse 21, then he began to tell them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your eyes. Our Messiah, our Lord, our Savior, he proclaimed this truth about himself from Isaiah chapter 61. What a wonderful moment. The year of Adonai's favor, this is today for you and for me. We were slaves to our sins and transgressions. We were brokenhearted in our unforgiven state. We were imprisoned and unable to escape from this prison because of our sins. Because we can't change ourselves. We can't do that. But when we invite Yeshua in our lives, we make tshuva to the Lord. This was the moment of our tshuva. Yes, Lord, I receive your Messiah. I want to follow him because he is the way, he is the truth, he is the light to me. I want to follow him. When we make tshuva to the Lord, he brings us healing, restoration, and forgiveness. It's possible only through Yeshua the Messiah. And this is a great news for us today. The Lord satisfied with the sacrifice of his own son. He is not angry anymore. Can you imagine? If you don't trust me, read the scriptures. You will find it there. It is hard to believe, but it is a great news for us. The Lord is not angry anymore. He is satisfied with the sacrifice of his own son. He is happy to see us in his son, Yeshua the Messiah. This is why for Messianic believers, the story of Akedat Yitzchak, the sacrifice of Isaac, has a prophetic significance. So many people throughout all world in the synagogues are reading this place of scripture without full knowledge about prophetic meaning of Akedat Yitzchak. What does it mean? Why Abraham brought his son to the place of sacrifice? What does it mean for me? How to apply it to me today? What can I take from this place? So let's read together. Let's look together. We have some time. It is in Genesis chapter 22. And we know this story. I don't want to read all story because it's really interesting, but it's long one. But the Lord commanded Abraham, take your own son. And to be sure, this one, his name is Isaac. You know, sometimes the Lord is calling us and telling us to do something. We are, oh, yeah, yeah. And we're looking for some other son around us. What can we bring to the Lord? What is not so important for us? But in this case, the Lord told him, don't mix anything. Bring Isaac, the one, to me. So, and bring him as a sacrifice to me. So, when they came to the place God has told him to build and the altar, and was about the sacrifice Yitzchak, Isaac, the Lord stopped him and provided the ram instead of his son. It is in Genesis 22, verse 14. Abraham called the place Adonai Yireh. Adonai will see, or Adonai provides. Let's say together, Adonai provides. He provides not only food, not only resources, not only these things, but he provides salvation. He provided sacrifice for Abraham instead of his own son. He knows everything. As it is said to this day, on the mountain Adonai is seen. What a wonderful and prophetic story. Abraham bringing his own son to the special mountain, to the mounts of Moriah. And let's read here. It's the mountains of Zion, and this special interesting place, this is the same place where we will find Golgotha, where Yeshua came to die for us. And what else interesting here? The Lord provides. Let's say together, the Lord provides. This account of Abraham and the near sacrifice of his son on that day presents an incredible prophetic picture for all humanity, for every one of us, foreshadowing the eventual sacrifice of Messiah on that same Golgotha, that very same hill. So Abraham brought his son where? At the mountains of Zion. One of the mountains is the Golgotha, special mountain. To make atonement for every sin ever committed, not only by Abraham, but by you and by me. So, Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans 5, 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in that the Messiah died on our behalf while we were still sinners. Messiah died for us. When? While we were sinners. It's beautiful here. As we conclude, let's take a look at the best-known verse in the Brit Hadashah, the verse which testifies to the accuracy and to the fulfillment of the ancient prophecy, the Akedah. So, Yohanan, or John chapter 3, verse 16. John 3, 16. And this is the last place, and we'll go 10 more pages after it, and it will stop here. No. So, John 3, 16. Yohanan 3:16. This is the prophecy, and this is the fulfillment of this prophecy. That was the prophecy with Abraham and Isaac. And here's the fulfillment. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Yeshua, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Yeshua the Messiah, our salvation. So, if you have not yet placed your faith in Yeshua, if you're wondering, through your life without his love, without his forgiveness, if you're still trying to redeem yourself, let me assure you that self-redemption is not an option. It's impossible. Redemption is available only through the Messiah, Redeemer, Yeshua. And the time is right. The time is now to make Teshuvah. Rosh Hashanah is the great time to hear the shofar blessed and turn yourself from your sins to the Lord through Yeshua the Messiah. And receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. And for us who accepted Yeshua, already believer, I want to tell you very good truth and joyful truth. Very joyful truth. Because during these days of awe, then people around us may be living in fear and uncertainty. Remember this truth. If you have made Yeshua, if you have accepted Yeshua's redemption, when you have an eternal life and you are already living it today. So, Shana Tova Umetoka. May the Lord bless you and protect you in this year. Shalom.